Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say. Accept your pup and heal others starting today. It's your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say. Accept yourself and heal others starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening your spirit radio is.
Hey, you know what we're here to say? We're set here to say love and light, and we are so happy that you joined us today. This is your host and your coach, Cindy Sharp. Hi, everybody. It's the Sharpen Your Spirit podcast, and you know what we do here is that we help others and support them to find love, find their own heart message that they have, as well as we help spiritual entrepreneurs to get the message out about their business. And today we have a messenger that is, I'm so excited to have her on the show. Her name is Laura Heacock, and Laura has a message that we all need to hear. There's not one person out there that at one time in their life did not need to hear this message that we have today, and the message is going to be about kindness, not just any kindness, but self-kindness. And you know, that's something near and dear to my heart, and I'm so excited that we're able to have her on the show. Before we invite her into this beautiful, loving space, let me just share with you a couple of quick things. First off, if you need any help or you need any support or you have more questions about the Sharpening Your Spirit podcast, come on and visit me over at sharpeningyourspirit.com. We do two shows here weekly. The first show that we do is 15 Minutes to Thrive to Keep Your Spiritual Business Alive, and that is where for 15 minutes a week we get really down and dirty and heartfelt and loving around some things that you can implement into your business, some things that can help you shift yourself and move you forward to create a business not only that you love but loves up. Then we have this show, The Messenger. Every Sunday, we invite a person on that has a gift to give to the world, that has a message that we all need to hear with our hearts. And again, today, we have somebody very special. Let me tell you a little bit about who we have today, because Laura is going to be somebody that I think you are all going to want to hear what she has to say. So, Laura Han Heacock is an executive coach and a leader of the self-kindness revolution. Hey, that's a revolution I can get behind. How about you guys? She helps her clients live a life that feels good on the inside, not just one that looks good on the outside. Because life gets better when you're kind to yourself. Boy, you got to love that. So she has a company called Kind Over Matter, where she helps and supports people through this message to find their own inner kindness. You can find her at kindovermatter.com. You can find her at Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest. Just look up Kind Over Matter and you will find her. Today she's going to share how can we shift ourselves out of the energy of, you know, gosh, I don't want to say unkindness, but let's be really clear and really honest, and because we speak from the heart here, is, you know, a lot of times we're just not that loving to ourselves. We're a little bit too hard on ourselves. And what Laura's going to do is she's going to help us shift that so we can move to a little bit of a kinder, loving space. And with no further ado, let's have Laura come on. Hey, Laura, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, Cindy.
Oh, hi. Good morning. We are so happy to have you here at the Sharpening Your Spirit podcast. So excited about this message and excited about this kindness revolution that you have going on.
Mm-hmm. So happy to be here and so happy to be introduced to your audience. It's fabulous to be here with all of you.
Oh, thank you so much for coming on the show. And, you know, I'd love to hear a little bit more of your past and your path that brought you to, you know, starting this self-kindness revolution. Because you know what I've learned through myself, Laura, is we all have a story. And our story often is what guides our heart to what it is that we do and what it is that we have a passion for. So tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you just said it really perfectly. You know, our story is often our greatest guide, and sometimes it's our biggest struggle too. But mm-hmm. I would say I was your typical type A overachiever, stressed out, you know, climbing the invisible corporate ladder kind of person for well over a decade. My undergraduate degree is in counseling psychology. That was always what I was drawn to, but I sort of fell into the corporate America world, had some success, got caught up in that, got an MBA, and then I looked into coaching since the 90s and just never did it. You know, was doing this other path, and then one day I got an invitation to join a coaching training program, and it really, that is what started my self-kindness journey. I made the choice before I could talk myself out of it, before that, you know, rational overthinking brain that I mentioned could kick in. I just went with my heart, I went with my gut, and I did it, and I really started this journey of realizing that, you know, I have a very loud inner critic, and I never really recognized that that was sort of a separate part of me. I guess I wore it as an identity system, and I really just kind of believed that, and I fell into the idea of, you know, achieving and striving and all of that, and I was still not feeling what I expected to feel. You know, I wasn't feeling fulfilled in my relationships, in my profession. And it was really through learning how to work with that and really just starting to be kind to myself, which shows up in a lot of ways. It shows up as setting boundaries. It shows up as practicing confidence. It shows up as self-care. You know, truly, genuinely, everything in my life changed, from my marriage to my friendships to my health. I mean, my blood pressure is lower. So it's really been a powerful, powerful journey for me.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And, you know, when we do get on a path that's a little bit more self-loving path, heart self-path, mm-hmm. It's amazing all the different things that change in our life. And I just mm-hmm. did a little giggle because I love the fact that your blood pressure went
down. It is. It's the funniest thing.
Yes.
And it's been consistently lower. I mean, you can see, like, the line in the sand of, like, before this lifestyle and now.
Yeah, which, you know, shows how important the release of stress of being kind to ourselves and being loving to ourselves affects us in not only how we feel, but how our body feels, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So I love that. So tell me a little bit about, so you decided to go out and become a certified coach, and that was kind of your first step of saying, oh, this is what I'm going to do to be kind to myself. Am I right?
Yeah, it was something that I knew I was always drawn to. So I just, you know, the stars aligned. It was the right place, the right time. I got that little, like, extra boost of gumption, and I just went for it. I just decided, I've looked at doing this for 15 years. I'm finally going to do it. This is somebody who I identify with, whose, you know, teachings I believe in. This is the thing for me.
Perfect. I so love that, because I love to hear kind of the path that people move through to get to sharing their gift and sharing their message, which, you know, that's what this podcast is all about, is helping people get their message out. And what a neat message that you have, because I love hearing, you know, the path of how you got there. So share, you know, with myself and the listeners, how has kindness really changed your life?
So I would say, like, I always externally, you know, I reconnect with people from even childhood, and a lot of people say, like, you always were a really kind person. And I genuinely believe that. It's not like I was, you know, this horrible, mean person, but it was very much under, like, the motivation was different, I think, if I had to label it. So I was really a people pleaser a lot of the time. I would put myself last. I had this story that, you know, if I didn't provide a specific value or fill a need for, you know, people in my life, that they wouldn't have a need for me. And what I've learned, you know, throughout the years in doing this work and doing my own work is that it's actually the opposite that are true. I mean, my friendships are much stronger. They're much more equal. They're much more balanced. When I actually take care of myself, I enjoy the things that I do say yes to. When I say no to some things, I have more fun and more enjoyment and more fulfillment out of the things that I say yes to. And all of that has been a part of just honoring my true needs and my true wants and practicing, you know, being kind to myself and allowing myself to have that.
Oh, that's absolutely beautiful. You know, it's very interesting because First off, let me say I really resonate with your message because my inner critic has a megaphone, I say. I have a loud inner critic too. And I've had to learn to put some self-kindness in my life and some self-love that has brought me to a place of self-love. But what I find a lot when I talk to others about this and when I hear others talk about this is that a lot of people that go through the struggle of finding this is they're kind of yes people. They say yes to everything. They say yes to everybody. They say yes to everybody else but themselves. And that's kind of what I'm hearing you're saying. How have you been able to, you know, get started with this own self-kindness for yourself and starting to really, you know your no's and say no?
That's my favorite thing, and this is what I practiced in the very beginning. It's my favorite thing to teach people is just don't commit to anything on the spot. I like to call it the pause button. If you picture your remote control for your TV, or I'll date myself, your VCR, it's got that, you know, side-by-side lines that's your pause button, and we can actually create our own one. And when I was first starting to say no, I didn't consciously realize this is what I was doing, but once I sort of caught on to my pattern and how I was able to get from being that yes person to be able to say no sometimes and set some boundaries, it was giving myself that space and giving myself that opportunity to pause and to walk away. It takes the anxiety of the moment away and off of your shoulders, and then you can calm down and you can make a decision that's really from your heart and from your soul. And if it's I always say if it's a hell yes in that moment, it's going to be a hell yes as soon as you give yourself a minute to think about it. And if it's a no, you can buy yourself, you know, hey, let me check my schedule and get back to you. Let me check with my partner, my kids, my parent, my, you know, whoever is a part of your decision-making process, or let me just look at my own calendar and get back to you. And I'll get back to you the next day. You know, you're going to give them a commitment of when you'll respond. And then you can make a really thoughtful, loving, self-respecting decision and just let them know that if it's a no, it's a no.
Oh, you can't even imagine how much I love the analogy of the pause button, because I think a lot of us say yes when we really want to say no. So that's certainly a big step in, you know, this self-kindness of making sure that we're saying yes to the things that really matter to us. So is there anything else about getting started with self-kindness that you'd like to share? Because I know a lot of people sometimes are in the very beginning steps of this, you know, this opening up our hearts and really being kind and loving to ourselves. So anything else you'd like to share about that?
You know, the smallest little step in the direction of, you know, being kind to yourself is a win. And to just like honor yourself and celebrate each little step. I do not believe in dramatic change. I don't believe that if you go from black to white or on to off, that is permanent sustainable change, which is one of the things I love about, you know, everybody says, you know, no is a complete sentence and get comfortable with that. And I agree with that. But I also don't think that if you have lived your life as a yes person, that that's accessible to you, that you can immediately go from saying yes and people pleasing everywhere to just immediately saying, nope, not for me, no thanks, no way, no how. And what I love about the pause is the step towards it. And it lets you be able to step into the discomfort in a baby step kind of way that is maintainable and manageable. And it's a foundational piece that you can build upon. If you try and immediately start saying no, it's going to be too scary or too hard, and it's just going to be one more thing for that inner critic to hold against you. So take baby steps and celebrate everyone.
Oh, absolutely. I love that. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Take baby steps and celebrate everyone. Sometimes as a human, we just want to shift through and move really super quick. And the fact of the matter is if you are coming from a place where you're trying to find that self-love or self-kindness, I love that. Take baby steps. Perfect. So tell me a little bit about how can being kind to myself increase my own self-confidence, and how can that help our listeners?
Absolutely. So I've learned that, you know, when you start to be kind to yourself, it starts to build respect and it starts to build trust. And when you're operating from a place of really respecting yourself and respecting your needs and your wishes, whether it's emotional or physical, you start to trust yourself more and you start to know, like your brain starts to sort of reprogram those little pathways and they start to shift a bit. And you start to recognize, you know, I can trust myself to say a no in the moment, even when it's uncomfortable, and I know I can survive that. I can trust myself to take this risk and do this thing that feels scary. You know, maybe it's applying for a promotion. Maybe it's leaving your job and starting your business. Maybe it's, you know, setting a boundary with a loved one. But I trust myself because I'm kind to myself and I care about myself to be able to do that. And the natural result just lends towards more confidence. Once you're building that trust of yourself by being kind to yourself, you are more likely to start doing the things that feel scary because you're learning that you can survive them and that you're learning that you can handle them. Our brains are not wired to make us happy. Our brains are wired to keep us safe. So once you start to work with that knowledge and to do these little tiny things and to take these baby steps and to recognize yourself and celebrate them, each tiny step becomes a little bit bigger and then a little bit bigger and then a little bit bigger, and confidence builds at the same time.
Oh, that's fantastic. So I'd like to ask you a little bit more of that trust piece, because as we're talking about these baby steps, do you have anything for the listeners that would support them and help them in maybe taking a few baby steps to get into the energy of that trust, so they can really move to the confidence?
Yeah. So I like to really, you know, kind of get quiet with it and figure out there's a couple internal voices. So we've all got that voice of intuition. And then we have, especially as women, and the men out there have it too. I've dealt with plenty of men that have a very vocal inner critic, just like I do. And it sounds like you too, Cindy, to really just listen. Listen to yourself and learn to differentiate those voices, because I think the inner critic is in the driver's seat so much of the time that we just take it for granted as this is who I am. And when you start to get quiet with it and start to engage with it, instead of trying to suppress it or to push it down or to bully it away, you know, I don't believe that we meet unkindness with unkindness. I believe that we meet it with love. And when you start to acknowledge it and recognize that it's there, you can also recognize that it's just a part of you and there are many parts of you. So it's taking it out of the driver's seat and it's still with you. I always like to tell my clients, you know, I don't believe in the concept of fearless or, you know, where none of us is aiming for perfection. I did that a long time. It didn't work. Trust me, perfection does not exist.
I've tried that road myself.
Oh gosh, right? I mean, it just was like that was the blood pressure higher years when I was on the perfection road. But it's really just getting to know yourself and getting to be able to differentiate those two different pieces of yourself. And then when you engage again with that inner critic from a place of kindness and from a place of love, it tends to be a lot easier to manage than it is when you're just berating it or, you know, letting it make the decisions or trying to pretend it doesn't exist. I mean, if you ever think about a situation where, you know, somebody says this is an old psychological experiment, but, you know, don't think about the white polar bear. And then for 20 minutes they test subjects. And of course, 80% of people think of the white polar bear. You know, if we try to ignore our inner critic voice, it's actually making it more powerful. So if you start to engage with it and, you know, just lovingly, I like to offer just a physical practice, you know, a hand to heart practice where you hear it and you acknowledge it. You know, I hear you and thank you. Thank you for trying to keep me safe. And I've got this. It's okay. You know, thank you for showing up. I know you're here with a purpose and I can do this and it's okay. And to just acknowledge it, to start to be able to take those steps, because what builds confidence is the action. And the way that you're able to take the action is by working with this voice and learning how to trust that you can be safe even though this inner critic is still present.
Oh, okay. So, you know, what I got out of that was that this would be the perfect time for everybody to kind of take a deep breath. And Laura, we're going to let you lead us just for, you know, those one or two sentences. We're all going to put our hands over our heart. And Laura, share that one more time, because that really resonated with me, and I know the listeners are going to love that shift.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm going to do it with you. So if there's a moment when the inner critic is really, really loud and, you know, really in the driver's seat, just take that pause again, use that pause button, take a moment, maybe close your eyes, take a nice breath, put your hand to your heart, and just feel that connection to your heart and acknowledge it. Give it a thank you. Let it know that you hear it. Let it know that you know what it's trying to do. You respect that it's trying to keep you, and you're okay. You got this. You know, in very short order, it's thank you, I love you, I've got this, with your hand to your heart.
Thank you, I love you, I got this. Wow, what a beautiful shift for everybody. Thank you. Thank you for giving us that, Laura. That was beautiful. You know, one thing that happens a lot of times is we're, you know, on our path to finding our own, you know, inner kindness, is that we get in that struggle of, I just don't have any time, I just don't feel balanced, I'm going, and we don't stop and take the pause button because we're in that energy, you know, that move forward energy. So what is it that people can do to help them feel a little bit more balanced?
Yeah, start small, you know, start with 1 minute, start with 1 minute every day, maybe first thing in the morning, maybe at lunchtime when you're taking a break, and take six deep breaths. So if you take one solid minute and you breathe into the count of five and out to the count of five, and you do that six times, you've effectively just meditated for a minute. And I don't want to scare you off if you're not into the meditation, but it's really a centering exercise that will give you a little bit of balance. And I would challenge anyone to tell me that they can't find 1 minute.
And how easy is that? And I have to tell you, our listeners are not afraid of meditation here. We're perfectly great with meditation. Meditation, or, you know, relaxation, or just allowing our minds to be quiet, or getting ourselves in a little bit of sacred space. And so what happens is, and I so understand this, is because I've not only gone through it, but I've talked to other people that say, I just can't meditate because they're trying to sit for 20 minutes and keep their brain blank for 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And even for people that are really good meditators, sometimes that doesn't happen, right? So I love that analogy of just starting with 1 minute and placing it into different spots of your day. And would you say that would be a scheduled 1 minute?
Yeah, I mean, I like to use technology. I mean, I use an alarm on my phone or a calendar appointment that, you know, pops up in front of me. You know, if you are a technical person, using that as something that actually is helping you instead of, as a, you know, so often we get lost in the social media vortex and suddenly, you know, 45 minutes has gone by. Use the technology as something that actually is going to help you and benefit you. Set an alarm 3 times a day. And just take that, every time the alarm goes off, just take that 1 minute breathing break. And I promise you, I don't promise very often. I promise you, if you do this, you will notice a difference.
I love that. And I hope that the listeners hear that. For the people that are, you know, just starting out, that is certainly a wonderful way to do it. And I love the fact that you use technology to kind of schedule it, because we are so very, very connected to our technology nowadays.
And I mean, here we are in a podcast, right? So
yes, absolutely. So one thing I want to stop right now and talk about, which is, just to kind of keep us moving forward a little bit in what it is that you do. Today, Laura, I know that we're going to talk about the 11-Day Courage in Action Telesummit. Mm-hmm. You know, I can just hear by your voice and your energy and the love that's coming from your heart and your background. It all kind of comes together here. And I just hear this thing that says, oh, I would really love to work with this gal as a coach. So can you just talk a little bit about how that works and how people get in contact with you, and and it, you know, you don't have to go through your packages and all that stuff, but maybe a little bit of, if somebody wanted to get started with you, what is the best way to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. The absolute easiest way is you are all welcome to send me an email. My first name is spelled Laura, L-A-R-A, and it's laura@kindovermatter.com. I love to just, you know, hop on the phone, hop on Skype. Really, to me, the best match between coach and client is the connection. So yes, I have areas of specialty. I do a lot of work with confidence. I do a lot of work with balance. I do a lot of work with women and imposter syndrome and working with that inner critic voice and a lot of professionals and business owners and, you know, corporate folks alike. But really the foundation of any good coach-client relationship is there has to be that connection. I encourage clients to talk to multiple coaches, myself included, and to choose the one that they really feel that connection with, because it's going to be, you know, intimate sounds kind of funny, but it is to some, it's a vulnerable relationship, and to be able to be comfortable in that space and to be able to get the most out of your work with any coach, whether it's me, whether it's Cindy, whether it's someone else, you have to be comfortable getting vulnerable with that person. And it all starts with the connection. So laura@kindovermatter.com is the best way to do it. If you go to Kind Over Matter, it's actually both an online magazine and headquarters for my business. You can pop around. I'd love to have you on my love letters list. Send out monthly newsletters. It's content completely separate from the blog. I write every Monday. I have lots and lots of guest posters. So if there's any writers out there, if you go to the About KOM section, there's a Write For Us page. You can look at my packages. You can read a little bit more about me. It's all headquartered at kindovermatter.com.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. So, you know, we're going to talk in just a few seconds about your Courage in Action Telesummit, mm-hmm. which really sounds like something that people would really love to connect to if they're getting ready to start on this path. But before we do, can we really just, you know, I just have one question that I think is really important. And what does self-kindness really mean? Because I think people get confused. Does that mean I love myself? Does that mean, you know, that everything in the world is okay? What does self-kindness really mean? So can you share that with us?
Yeah, I can. And I kind of chuckled when you said, does it mean that everything in the world is okay? Because I think, you know, that harkens back to the perfectionist days, right? Like, oh, I'm going to do this thing, and then everything's going to feel awesome. And really what self-kindness means is that everything, even when things are not okay, you are okay. So you know that you, by having this kind and loving relationship with yourself, that you can handle what life throws at you, because there's really no way to predict it. There's no way to know what's happening tomorrow or 5 minutes from now. But whatever that is, you know that by practicing self-kindness, and I really feel like it builds a very strong personal foundation. And that foundation really lets you handle whatever life throws at you. So I wish I could tell you all that by practicing self-kindness, all the world's problems would go away. But I can tell you that you're much more capable and you're more resilient and you have a larger capacity to be able to handle when things are not really so awesome.
And we all need a little self-resilience, right?
When resilience is so key. Oh, my gosh. Resilience is like,
absolutely.
That's where it's at.
Being able to pop back when the struggle comes, or being able to sit sometimes in the struggle and not let our whole lives, you know, melt around us because of it, and just be able to, you know, still stand up and stay forward. Yes, resilience.
That's really
absolutely.
It. You really hit it on the head. It's that knowledge that I can get through this and this isn't going to consume me, and that it's okay that I feel it because I know how to handle myself through this process. You just said that really beautifully.
Well, I can't imagine that anybody that's listening today isn't thinking this, and that is, please tell me more about this Courage in Action Telesummit. So here's what I'm going to ask everybody, or tell everybody, is that, you know, please join Laura for the 11-day Courage in Action Telesummit. It's at courageinactiontelesummit.com. You can, you know, register there. It's going to be live on 8/22. So that's just a few days from now. Does it start Monday?
Yeah, so you can. The registration goes live on Monday, and the telesummit starts on September 12th. So you are going
to
get...
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can register on August 22nd, anytime, all the way through the entire 11-day telesummit. And then the telesummit itself will start on September 12th.
Perfect. So everybody, Monday, tomorrow, you can
Yay.
Register for this telesummit, and it's Courage in Action Telesummit. Let me make sure I have that right. CourageInActionTelesummit.com. It starts on 9/12, and here's what's going to happen. For 11 days, you're going to get messages of courage delivered straight to your inbox. You're going to hear about courage and being authentic and the way to wake up every day, no matter what state you're in, or no matter what state the world is in, and of course, the courage to be kind to yourself. And this is going to involve expert interviews. It's going to involve information about courage, and it's all going to be just for you. So register tomorrow, Monday the
22nd. Totally free.
Totally free. Oh my gosh.
Totally
how
free.
Wonderful is
it's
that?
Totally
that's an
free.
Important part.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And if anybody would like to contact you, they should go to your website. But if they want to be involved in this, it's CourageInActionTelesummit.com.
You got it.
Okay, perfect. You know, we're getting to the closing end of the podcast today, and I'm so thrilled that we had this particular message and this energy to bring to everybody. One way that we end everything is that I do what's called a little quick, fast love up round where I ask you a question or two. Would you like to share some quick, fast stuff with me, Laura?
Sure, let's do it.
Okay, perfect. So the first question is, if there's one thing that you do daily for yourself in a loving way, and of course your whole message is about self-kindness, what is the one thing that you do that really keeps you on your path?
I try to take a moment or two in the morning and just instead of, you know, alarm clock, jump out of bed, jump straight into shower, I try to give myself some ease in the morning. Sometimes that means a little bit of stretching and yoga in the shower. Sometimes it means, you know, laying in bed and really just taking care of my body for a moment. But I try and do something really early in my day to just set the stage for taking care of my physical body.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. That's a wonderful morning, ritual.
Yeah.
You just wake on up
mm-hmm.
and choose you first before you
mm-hmm.
jump in the day, which is
yeah.
all about that message that you have of, you know, sometimes instead of saying, you know, yes to everybody else, we say yes to ourselves first.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
the second question is that, you know, you have this wonderful business, and what we do is we help spiritual entrepreneurs to help their get their message out. Do you have any one particular way that you do for your business to help get the message out that you feel is something that people would love to hear?
You know, I think the best advice I ever got and what I give to people with that question is do what feels right for you. If it doesn't feel aligned with you, don't do it. Some people don't love writing, so maybe a blog isn't for you. Some people don't love being interviewed, so maybe a podcast isn't for you. Some people don't love social media, so maybe a speaking gig is the right thing for you. But I think it's finding what's a comfortable venue. You know, I know coaches who are wildly successful through, you know, Instagram relationships, and I know coaches that are nowhere to be found on social media. But what really matters is that when you find that, you know, that marketing or that visibility channel that feels good to you and that feels authentic, maximize it. Don't try and put yourself into someone else's box. Find what works for you. And just
that is a really great message, because I think that there's so much information coming at us nowadays. You should do this. You should do that. You should
mm-hmm.
do this. And you know, if it doesn't feel right, just don't do it. Do what feels
mm-hmm.
good and feels right. And you know what I always find is the things that I choose that feel right and that feel good for me, I'm going to do a bigger action around it and do it over and over more often versus things that I'm gruelingly trying to get myself to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put off. So, you know, we all know that, you know, anything that we love to do that we do over and over is probably going to help our business the best. So the
yep.
last question is, if there was one beautiful gift that you just want to leave today, we'll call it a joy drop here on the listeners, mm-hmm. what would that be?
In 2014, I did a challenge called 365 Days of Kind, and I challenged myself to do something kind every day. And it's actually where I coined Self-Kind Saturdays were born, because I realized that to be able to maintain this lifestyle of, you know, wanting to be able to be kind to people, I had to be kind to myself first. So I would challenge you to just look around and see what you can do every day that's something kind for yourself. It can be as simple as going to bed half an hour earlier. It can be drinking an extra glass of water. It can be practicing that pause technique that we talked about earlier. You know, find one tiny little way that you can be kind to yourself each day and just watch what happens. Like, write it down at the beginning of the month, how you're feeling, start doing it for a month, and then at the end of the month, look at it, look back at your notes and see the difference.
Perfect. So you started Self-Kind Saturday. Is that what you called it?
Self-Kind Saturdays, and I still honor
I am all over that. Boy, you should start a revolution around that. Self-Kind Saturdays. I love that. Well,
amen.
I just want to say, yes, absolutely. I just want to say thank you and big blessings to you for this work. I know how important this work is to help people to find their own inner love and their own confidence, and to have a life that they just feel more balanced in. And, you know, the world needs more people like you, Laura, and I'm so glad that you've stepped up to do this. And the fact that you went on the path yourself of knowing what it's like to have that inner critic, and that you've allowed yourself to do this work so you can share and help others, is an absolute beautiful message to the universe and the world. So thank you for doing that. And I want to thank you so much for having you on the show today.
Oh, thank you, Cindy. It's been really, really wonderful.
Wonderful. So last but not least, to the listeners, here are a few things that you absolutely need to know. Tomorrow, you can join the special 11-day Courage in Action Telesummit, and you can just listen to Laura and know this is going to be something special you're not going to want to miss. So it's courageinactiontelesummit.com. Sign up tomorrow morning first thing. And then if you would like to get some self-confidence and some self-kindness in your life and move forward in a more bigger, more loving self, you know, energy way, I'm going to say, go to kindovermatter.com and connect with Laura, because she has a beautiful message, not only for us, but, you know, when we're kinder to ourselves, the whole world is just a happier, more loving place. So that is how we're going to end our show today. When we're kinder to ourselves, the whole world is just a happier, more loving place. And we're going to thank Laura again for coming on the show today. Thank you, Laura Heacock, for getting your information out here, kindovermatter.com. And if you need any support and you need any love, or you would like to be on the Sharpen Your Spirit podcast and you'd like to share your message out that you have for the world, come on over to sharpeningyourspirit.com. I gladly support you and help you in any which way, shape, or form that you need to help you get your message out. So what I'm going to share with you today is thank you for joining us. You are loved here, and we're going to send you off with love, with light, and you know how we always end, a big kiss. Thank you. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye now.